Our conversation with Jason McCourty is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Big Y, world-class market. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Julian said this morning he's not a fan of Sunday night football. How about you?
I'm much rather the Sunday afternoon games, man. It just flows better, keeps you in routine. All the night games, especially when you're on the road, you're just at a hotel all day waiting to play. So I'd much prefer those afternoon games as well.
Who's the fastest quarterback you've ever faced?
After Sunday night, it'll be Lamar Jackson.
Do you, off the top of your head, do you know who it might have been at any point? It doesn't even have to be with the Patriots. Any time in the league, was there a guy that had just sort of next-level speed at that position?
Obviously, when I first came in the league, when Vic was still in the league, he obviously was a huge difference maker at that position.
Is it weird for you to think about that? Because normally it's coverage, quarterback's going to throw the ball in my direction, I'm supposed to cover the guy, make sure he doesn't complete it. Now you're thinking of the quarterback as a running weapon. How much does that just change your mentality heading into a game?
This day and age in the league, you just have weeks like that where that is the case. You know, whenever you're going against a mobile quarterback, you have to think that way. I think the difference is with a guy like Lamar Jackson, he's just faster than what your average mobile quarterback is. So, but I think from a standpoint of being worried about those quarterback scrambles and those quarterback runs, whenever you have a mobile quarterback, you have to have that thought process that, hey, he can extend plays longer, get out on the edges. So you have that thought process.
Is defending against a guy like Lamar Jackson defensive game plan specific, or is it just execution?
It's definitely some of both, and I think that's a week-by-week thing. No matter who you're playing against, there's going to be things that they do really well that you're going to have to game plan and execute a little bit differently than maybe the game before. And it just so happens when you get ready to prepare versus Baltimore, for me, this will be my 11th year in the league, and I haven't seen a rushing attack as good as the one that Baltimore puts forward, not only with Lamar Jackson, but with Ingram and Edwards and everybody that's in the backfield. Just their ability to pick up so many yards each time they hand it off or each time he keeps the ball makes them a different type of offense to prepare for and overall.
Is there just even more of an emphasis on tackling this week? And, you know, normally for guys like you and Gilmore and Jonathan Jones, it's more of covering and making sure that, you know, you're defending the receivers. But this is a team, as you said, runs the ball so effectively, and it could also be pass plays that turn into running plays. So I know tackling is important every week, but is it even more so against a team like Baltimore?
Yeah, I think you definitely can say that. Tackling is very important every week, but this week it is. It's a priority. A lot of it is too, the angles, you know, attacking Lamar Jackson in the backfield, going against D linemen. I mean, he's so fast that it makes it a priority. And then you look at guys that you don't haven't probably talked much about in the media, a guy like Snead, and as a receiver, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's very tough to tackle. He's a strong guy. He's elusive, and he rarely goes down with the first guy that comes up to tackle him. So that's all across the board for them, guys that can make the first person miss or run through the first tackle. So I think that's something that's very important, that's going to come up key Sunday night.
One of those old school ideas about defensive football is if you play a lot of man coverage against a mobile quarterback, they run you off and you leave him a lot of green space to do his deeds with his feet. How much of a concern is that in consideration this week? Because they also make plays down the field and have a big play passing attack.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing with a guy like Lamar Jackson. He's not a running back that's back there playing quarterback or anything. He's a quarterback that just so happens to be able to run. So you can't sit there and just say, hey, we're just going to dedicate everybody to keeping eyes on him and tackling him, because he will line up and throw the ball downfield and put the ball right on these receivers, throwing the ball on the outside, putting it right on the sideline where only the receiver can catch the ball. He can make every throw on the football field. So I think you just have to be able to do a mixture. You know, you have to know what you're defending against. If it is man-to-man, the guys up front have to know they're responsible for the quarterback. If it's zone, you know that you have multiple guys with their eyes on the quarterback. So I think when it comes to that standpoint, it's an execution thing. You're not going to be able to just say, hey, for every snap we're going to play zone, or hey, for every snap we're going to play man. You have to be able to mix and match and know what your responsibilities are.
We're talking to New England Patriots defensive back Jason McCourty. I understand in this day and age there aren't bulletin boards in NFL locker rooms, but is there still such a thing as bulletin board material, and does it affect you at all?
I think there's always going to be a such thing as it, because whenever you hear somebody say something in the media, especially this day and age, you can't log on any of your social media accounts without seeing everybody sending it to you or say something about it. But I think in terms of what it does for you, we're playing Sunday Night Football against a very good team on the road in Baltimore. I mean, if you love competing, if you love good football, you're fired up to go play in this game regardless of what anyone's going to say, media, players on the team, any of that. You're going to be fired up for this game. So I don't think it really changes anything. You're approaching the game the same way.
It's got to be tough to just jump into a team midway through the season. And I know N'Keal Harry was here and you know, the preseason and all of that, but to be thrown back into it now, how has he looked in practice this week?
I think he's doing a good job. He's following right in line with the guys that are here that have been working all throughout the season. He's coming every single day. He's grinding. He's going out there. He's working extremely hard. He's working with the quarterbacks, and I think a credit to him is even while he's been rehabbing and preparing to come back here, he's stayed in it mentally, making sure he's with the other receivers and asking questions and learning all the route concepts and everything from an offensive standpoint, whether that's coming in early, staying late. So I think he's done a really good job to make sure when his opportunity comes, he's up to speed and he's ready to go from a mental standpoint.
Patriots-Ravens has been a nice little rivalry over the years, last decade or so, including the postseason. And your brother Devin on Wednesday said he's pretty sure that they don't like us and we don't like them. Do you personally dislike the Ravens? And how often do you go into a game when you personally dislike the opponent?
Well, honestly, that's the thing for me. I don't fit in the same category as a lot of the guys around here. Devin being his 10th year here, rivalry, I've probably only played the Ravens like two or three times. So I don't have the same relationship that a lot of those guys have. For me, football is football, and when you line up on Sundays, you don't like the guys across from you, and they don't like you. And that's even I saw Russell Westbrook had got interviewed about playing OKC, going against his former team, and he said, hey, like, when we're on the court and before the game, after the game, I'll talk to the guys and friends and stuff, but once the game starts, you just have no more friends. His only friends is the basketball and his teammates, and I think for football, it's such a violent and a physical sport that we're all the same way. You know, you're playing with sportsmanship. You respect each other. But at the end of the day, we're trying to win. They're trying to win. And you're going out there and you're getting after it.
Have you ever been moved to give a gift to an opposing player after a game?
I haven't. And it's funny because nowadays you see after games, everybody's exchanging jerseys and taking pictures and all that. When I first came in the league, there was a lot of guys that I had played with at Rutgers that were in my division when I was in Tennessee and Jacksonville, and we never exchanged jerseys. And it just wasn't as popular. Nobody was really doing it at that point, and now it has become very popular. But, I played against Dev. We've exchanged our cool handshakes at the end of games, but that's probably about it.